The government released figures Tuesday that showed the economy shrank by 1.3% in the final quarter of 2022. The news ignited an immediate slump of South Africa's currency, and it fell to almost 19 rand to the dollar. Its value last dropped so quickly and so low during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. The newest government financial report shows losses amounting to billions of dollars in almost every sector of the economy, with gross domestic product shrinking fast. Some economists, such as Azhar Jamin, blame bad governance and a surge in rolling blackouts because the national power company, Eskom, no longer can generate enough electricity.
The real danger is that this contraction in economic activity stands to continue in the short term. One is particularly scared of the winter season when the demand for electricity is set to rise by a further 4,000 megawatts. We're already short of around 5,000 megawatts.
The governing African National Congress acknowledges that corruption and mismanagement under its watch badly damaged Eskom. Eskom now implements load shedding, cutting electricity in stages from 1 to 8. The higher the stage, the longer the outage. Government says renewable energy projects are in the pipeline to take pressure off failing coal-fired power stations. But some energy experts say it'll be about 2 years before they make a difference in supply. With daily outages now up to 12 hours and sometimes longer, Jamin says the economy, and therefore people's lives, could get much worse this year. Many groups, including civil society, opposition parties, and foreign governments, warn the climate is ripe for violent anti-government protests.
This is the big danger about an escalation of load shedding, and we've already seen that to a large extent with stage six. So long as we were in stage two or even stage four, we were somehow managing to just shut down and then restart. But what we are seeing with stage four to six, a lot of activities are unable to restart, a lot of appliances get damaged, and the ability to just reconnect is also impaired. And that's a huge danger. And you're likely to see more and more such knock-on damaging effects if we escalate.
Jamin says the energy crisis shakes the bedrocks of the economy, including mining, manufacturing, and agriculture. These sectors, he says, are losing thousands of jobs, adding to what's already one of the highest unemployment rates in the world. The country's third biggest political party, the Economic Freedom Fighters, is spearheading a national protest action over the economy, the power outages, and other issues on March 20th. Business groups, major labor organizations, and even some embassies have warned protests could turn violent. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.